Are we recording?
Is it live?
Ah. Welcome to a podcast about nothing with V.
And A.D.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing? My name is V. I'm a Sagittarius. My hair's red with some lipstick.
Sagittarius. She's funny. Hey guys, welcome back to a podcast about nothing. I love her peanuts.
So you did, like, every time.
It's so fun. I feel like we haven't been here for a while.
We haven't. We haven't had, like, a face-to-face conversation in a long time.
Yeah, we tried. Like, don't get me wrong. Sitting in the dungeon is fun, but we tried. It's just not the same.
Let me out the dungeon.
Yeah, we need human contact.
In real life.
Just like Kimmy Schmidt.
Oh, what's the color purple?
And you will never part.
Mati Ata. Is that what they say?
I believe so. Yes, that sounds about right.
Look, I don't know. I've seen that movie a million times, and I don't even... Oh, why are you fighting with your mic?
This microphone heavy.
We got that good shit.
Right.
Oh, if it's heavy.
Everything I'm singing.
Sorry.
That sound hot.
It was.
So, yes.
Today.
Is the day that... Okay, see, this is what happened. So, around March, they shut us down, right?
Everybody got locked in.
Everybody got locked in, but, like, it's like the happy weight, but it wasn't necessarily a happy time for everybody. But everybody gained weight, and I just feel like I'm to the point where it's, like, after the new year, but I'm not for the gym this time. I'm not. I'm for consultations and surgery and care credit. Seriously, I don't want to lose the weight.
I just want it to be gone.
I don't want to have to lose it because it was by force for me to be in the house. Like, it wasn't my fault. You get what I'm saying? Like, I was inactive because you all said I couldn't be. Now, surgery should be discounted. And a little discount, maybe a Groupon, a good doctor on Groupon or something.
Insurance need to take care of this.
Insurance.
Oh, that's...
Health issues, mental health. Everything has gone up. Give us
facts.
A discount.
Actually, that is really a great point. You know what? Since we were forced...
To sit in the house.
To be locked down. Then the insurance companies should give... They should cover weight loss transformation.
But they'll probably only do it to, like, a certain amount of pounds. Because ain't no way. They're like, ain't no way you gained 60 pounds.
Well, I mean, if you're...
It's possible.
If you're an emotional eater and your emotional... True. Your emotionals was down.
I could probably add a couple of pounds on there, too. On that consultation. Like, yes, 70 pounds.
So, wait, you have to go home and eat? See, this is the time.
Yes. See, I'm going to make it seem like I was 100 pounds before we went into court. I'm going to make it seem like I was really skinny. This depressed me.
Oh, the mental health issues. Mm-hmm.
Insurance. That's the only company I didn't get an email from.
The insurance company.
Yeah. To tell us, oh, we're getting 15% back on our plans. None of that. They didn't care.
The medical insurance, car insurance told us.
Yeah, everybody told me. My car, note, car insurance, everybody. Even rent people. Oh, hey. Well, they didn't tell us we can get a break, but they sent us all the links for all the resources you can get. Make sure you apply for unemployment. Make sure. Patty.
Use these resources, because if you don't use them, we can't help you. Well, at least they provided the resources. That's the beginning.
Mm-hmm. When they get lost in junk mail. But then them do by the first. Those come prompt, fast, and in a hurry.
Those come in the inbox.
And they end up in your important starred mail. You're like, how? Who put this here? Wait, I don't even know how to work
it. When they send the resources, like, spam, junk.
Check your junk folder. It should be in there. Oh, yeah, 2 days expired. The link is old. I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, that's messed up.
That happened to me so many times. People are like, oh, apply for this grant. I figure I'll read about this one. You go to the link and it's like, yeah, this was 2 days old, 2 weeks old, but wait until we open back up. Like, oh, okay.
So what I'm supposed to do right now, though? Why? Like, what's happening now?
For real. But see, I'm ready.
You ready? Confidence and being comfortable. We've talked about this a lot.
Yeah, so everybody's telling me to have confidence. And I'm trying to be comfortable at the doctor's office.
Well, on the surgery table.
On the surgery table. No, but we do talk about this a lot. Because I am not one of a small stature. Never have been. Me never neither. Tried to be.
What? It's been a long... Duh. It's been... I can't tell time on this.
But you're small, though.
Mm-mm. For me, I'm not small. Like...
You're looking at weight. I'm looking at, like, your makeup. Like, your bodily makeup.
Oh, I thought you were talking about my face.
No, like, you're a small person.
Like, I'm short.
People get offended when you say short these days. You just gotta tell people they're small.
All I'm saying is, if... Okay, this is my thing. If, because I am challenged this way, if I go this way... Then what happens is I start to look shorter than I actually am.
That. And it is a rapid, like, shorter people have less weight to play with. I've been fortunate to be about the 5'5 crew.
Me too. It's a mental thing. Height is mental. Look, I feel tall, so I'm tall.
I know that's right. Just like Rachel.
Who?
Dog.
I knew your ass was going to say that. Anyway, I'm confident and comfortable in life. But
the question is, because we see it all the time, we hear it being discussed, girls in the gym, built, not bought. Like, what's the problem with bought bodies? Or why can't somebody go get surgery without any ridicule or anything behind it?
Facts.
Like,
facts.
I'm a type of person that I can't afford it right now. And when I say afford, it's not that I can't go get a plan and ask somebody and build a GoFundMe. It's like I can't afford it to a doctor to where I know I can go pay my money with no consequences and no extra payments and be comfortable with my decision. I feel like the people who are doing the payment plan thing have to find who they can afford in the moment to be able to pay back. When I say afford, I'm thinking to go. It'd be a 1 to 2 time process, and that'd be it, and me not have to deal with them ever again.
That's real. So, like, his acceptance is like, all right, you know, be confident, be comfortable, accept who you are. Is acceptance
change?
No, does it have to do with what you can afford? Meaning, like, all right, yeah. be comfortable, be confident, but if you can afford to change it, go ahead and do that.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is for society. But I also feel like I view that for myself as well.
What?
If I can't afford it right now, I might as well be comfortable with it.
But, okay, but we can always change it if we're not comfortable with it.
If I can afford to do so, if it comes to surgical things. No,
I mean, but there are certain things that are free.
Well, okay, if it comes to weight loss and we're talking about comfort. And we're talking about weight loss and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
And me, okay, I'll say it like this. People have always been more uncomfortable with my size than I have.
Facts.
Yeah, like people, like, it's like, wow, don't get yourself so hung up on this fat. It's just fat. You know, it's like loose. Put on a waist trainer, tighten it up, lose it, a couple gallons of water, like... I've always known that I can lose it. I don't know if it's considered a confidence. I've been told that I come off confidence. I don't really focus that much on the way I look. It sounds weird, but when I say that, not that I don't get up in the morning and look in the mirror, but like I'm not one of those people who sit in the mirror all day or really like, oh, if I could just lose this little piece of me, if I can just do this and just...
You're comfortable.
If that's what it is.
I think also there's a negative... connotation when it comes to comfort with where you are. People think that when you say, oh, I'm comfortable, it's like, well, you're not working to be more. You know, you're not working to do more with your life. And that goes across the board.
That's the truth.
Anytime you say you're comfortable with where you are, I think people get uncomfortable.
Comfortable or content. It's like, what?
It's negative. It's very negative. And it's like, oh, well, I'm comfortable with what my body looks like. I'm comfortable with where I am financially. I'm comfortable with this. It's like, but you're not aspiring to be more. It's like, why do we always have to do this?
I don't know where it comes from, but I believe that's a way of the world and the way the world, well, people of the world think it's supposed to work.
Is it the world or is it America?
I'll say the world.
I don't know.
I'll say America, and when it pertains to the internet, the instant gratification of wanting more, 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 more has to go with being uncomfortable. You get what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. Our grandparents, the people who came before us, their lives were a lot more simple than the way our lives are now and what we feel like that we need. So when it comes to comfort, I think it's changed across the world because the internet was...
Fact.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
it connects us all.
It connects us all. So even when we use the word, if you are from a poor country on the continent of Africa or somewhere in South America or somewhere in Asia or something like
that.
What people perceive to be, you know what I'm saying, could be it could be different. So I don't think it's just an American thing where you're comfortable. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I think it goes across the board with everywhere else. Like, you could probably be working harder. You could probably be doing more. You could probably, I think it's just a worldly thing. Like, to always feel like, there's a quote, somebody said something. I don't really know what the quote was, but it says something.
Is she talking about my nose? There's a quote, somebody said something, I don't know what they said.
There, it's along the lines of, like, people are going nowhere fast. Like, everybody thinks they have this thing figured out. Like, what are y'all doing? You know what I'm saying? Like, people are, you need to be doing better. Better at what? We're all not supposed to be the trillionaires of the world. We're all not supposed, like, why is it so horrible that I'm content, like, right now? Like, I'm okay with where I'm at. Why y'all so upset?
You know, I don't think it's an... This episode just took a whole different turn because we ain't had none of this on our notes. We show y'all notes every time and ain't shit about this on our notes. But I don't think that it's one thing to be comfortable, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's another thing to complain about where you are and not do more to get to where you want to be. So it's like, if you are happy with your life, then you wouldn't say I'm broke or I want to live in this place or I want to do this or I want to do that. You would just be happy with where you are. But the minute you start to say, like, I hate my job, right? Talk about your job. I hate my job. I hate my job. And then every time you see this person, they complain about how broke they are or how they can't do this or how they can't do that or the car needs to be fixed or they want to go to Dubai, but they can't because of this. Or it's like it doesn't add up.
So you can't say you're happy along with doing other things like complaining.
And- you can't complain about where you are and not work to be better. That's where I see the disconnect. If you're just happy with where you are, then cool.
I see what you're saying.
But if you are constantly complaining about how broke you are and what you can't do, and I want to do this, but this, and then you don't work or do more to be better, then that's where the issue comes
in. So let me ask you this as far as it pertains to body image. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the thing with surgery, if I were to complain about my body, right, mm-hmm. and I'm told to be comfortable with my body,
mm-hmm.
body positivity, I can't talk today, body positivity, and I'm working out and I'm working, but my boobs will never get bigger. My butt will never change. I ain't growing no hips. I don't care how many squats you do. Ain't nothing changing. what part of that before, if I choose to do surgery, like, it does it become acceptable because my body won't ever look the way I want it to? Or is it like...
That's a great question. I think in my personal opinion, all opinion, is that if you've done the due diligence and if you've worked out and if you've, you know, put forth the effort and you know, like, yo, dog, I'm never going to gain this weight.
So the complaints are okay then?
Yeah, then you go do what you got to do to get the body that you want.
No, I'm saying, so would the complaints be okay? Because what if somebody has become comfortable with complaining? Do you feel like they need to go get surgery to change it, or like comfort means to be quiet?
Say that again.
I said, do you think that if I've gotten to that point where I want, or I'm complaining, mm-hmm. does comfort mean to be quiet and not think differently? Or does comfort mean to change it and have the ability to change? Because what if it's like, I'm comfortable with the way I look, I ain't going to change it. Like, I'm not going to pay for the surgery, or maybe I can't afford it, but I complain about it because I do work out.
I think it's two different things. If you're comfortable, you're not going to complain.
So you, okay, I see what you're saying.
If you're comfortable and you're happy, that when you're comfortable, you're happy.
You
with,
don't hear negativity.
Yeah, you're where you need to be. But if you are complaining, and this is with body, with finances, with whatever it is, sorry, I just don't touch your eyes, buddy. Sorry, wash your hands and don't touch your face, but the whole, you know, lockdown. Sorry. but if you're comfortable with where you are and you're happy, content, then you're not going to complain about it. As soon as you start complaining,
that's when everything becomes null and void.
Exactly. And when you say, I can't afford something, it's like, Doug, we literally live in America. You can make money doing anything. You can afford anything. And that's not like, please don't take this wrong. It's not like pull yourself up by your bootstraps and keep it moving. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying literally everybody has some type of skill to where you can make money doing literally anything. If people can put their asses on Instagram and make money, then we can make money doing anything.
That's the truth.
Well, like, we live in a day and time to where it should never be an excuse to be broke.
Or ugly.
So on the next
time. No, I literally should. Not ugly. I mean, ugly is not by choice. But I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm not saying ugly, like, to come out the house looking crazy. Like, there's just way too much. I say it for females all the time. Like, beauty supply stores are way too big. There's too many ways, videos, hacks, tips, tricks, this, for you to walk out the house looking a plump fool. Like, there's just way too many.
Not a plump fool, though.
No, for real. No,
facts.
There's way too many. $10 wigs, $5 wigs, bend downs, all kind of stuff. You get what I'm saying?
Like, to the bend down. Oh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. There's all kind of stuff for when I see a woman complaining about the way I look. Like, there's hacks, tips, and tricks. It doesn't have to be the $3,000 bundles. It doesn't have to be this and this hairstylist or the top Instagram.
I had to learn that, though. I don't think I've ever walked out the house. Well, there's been a few times. But
yeah, this doesn't count for you.
But I think I had to learn that, oh, okay, you don't have to spend so much money to look good.
That's a different battle. I'm talking about people who, like, don't even see a starting point. At least you would spend the money to look some type of way. The people who, I don't do that makeup stuff. Concealer's $2.99.
Oh, you saying you should do the makeup stuff?
If you feel like you need it. You know, a lot of people say they don't do things because they can't afford it. They don't know how.
True.
That's when it comes to makeup, that's how what I experience. It's like, you wearing all that makeup. I'm like, natural beauty. Well, my face is naturally beautiful too, but hey, makeup helps sometimes. You should try it.
True.
And then it's a problem.
True. I think about body positivity when I think about my daughter. Like, and just the younger generation in general. And I think we went through this too. Like, you know, you see the magazines, you know, you see the news, like newscasters. It's just recently that newscasters started looking different. You know, like, I don't know what she's on, but my dad absolutely loves her. Joy. After, I think she's on CNN, but Joy, dark skin lady, natural hair, like she doesn't look like what we saw back in the day as far as a newscaster. Even now, when you look, I think it's Channel 2 who has a guy, he's like perfect. He looks perfect. Like, I'm jolly jealous because his eyebrows, his nose, I mean, but it's like just now we're starting to see newscasters be real people. Like you said it earlier, like, oh, y'all are regular people. I thought y'all were perfect, professional, And, you know, we see the media pushes out what they want us to see so that we can, everybody strives to be that. You spend more money, right, to get the perfect whatever it is, house, car, whatever. And when I think of the younger generation, especially Jaden, I always try to be mindful of how I speak about myself because I feel like that it trickles down. You know, like if I say Jaden is naturally, I don't know if there's a such thing as big bone. Okay.
I think I'm big bone. My bones are wide.
I don't know. That's just what you heard back. I mean, I guess you can feel
my bones are wide. I do feel like your frame is a serious thing because I've talked about this, I feel like more frequently recently than anything, that I don't care how much weight I lose next to somebody who weighs the exact same thing, we might not look the same.
Exactly.
Like, ever.
And Jaden is, you know, she's thick. She has, her legs go straight down, you know? And I never want her to be uncomfortable with who she is. And recently, I started to be mindful of how I speak about myself. Because I think that stuff transfers.
Yeah.
When I say, oh, I look fat, or I need to lose this weight, or, you know, it's like, oh, we're not built the same. You are, she's thicker than I am. Will always be. And I never want her to be uncomfortable with who she is. She's also like, she's built more than I am.
Yeah.
You know, she's taller than I am, bigger chest. You know, all of that stuff.
When you go to, not ridicule, it sounds so horrible when you say that word, but when you go to like critique yourself, that other people, because that's the one thing I noticed with like calling yourself fat or somebody, it's always somebody bigger around who, you're not fat, or like small, you're not fat. I'm fat for me, leave me alone.
Facts. That is true. I'm
fat for me. This ain't got nothing to do with you. When I look at the mirror, this is fat. I can't breathe, my chest hurts. Like, my chest hurts, my back hurts, I'm having spasms. This is fat for me, so don't tell me that I don't feel fat.
Being,
and allow this to be the motivation for me to lose weight, because you'll be more satisfied with that than you would be just telling me I don't look fat all the time.
True.
People are so aggravating.
Sounds personal. What do y'all think?
I'm just saying.
True, because it's all about being comfortable in your own skin.
I have a question, though. So when it comes to a daughter, and I feel like I've maybe asked you about this again. Well, yeah, I think it's on notes. But when it comes to, like, your daughter, I was a kid, not a kid, when I was old enough to really start picking my clothes, shopping for myself, really telling my parents, like, I like this and like this, I've never disliked my décolletage area. You know,
décolletage.
But I've never disliked the area. I've always liked my cleavage. It's been cool to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't until I got older that it was appreciated. Because when you're a kid, everything is inappropriate. So how do you deal with, like, kids loving themselves, especially little girls. Like, how would you deal with, like, a little girl loving the way she looks?
I struggle with it. I really do. Because Jaden don't give a damn, okay?
Hey, Jaden. Hey,
boo. She doesn't care about what other people think about her.
Her style is a very distinct style as well.
It is, and it's what I love the most about her. Jaden is, like, she is her own person. She doesn't care what the trend is. Jaden will wear, you know, $300 shoes and a pair of $20 shoes and rock them like they all cost the same. Mm-hmm. And, you know, as she was growing, I try not to make her feel uncomfortable with her body, but I also have to be mindful as a mom that it's not about you.
It's other people.
It's about everybody outside this house.
That's how it is.
And as much as it sucks, it's like going to school. I never want a teacher to look at my child and say, and judge, because perception is everything, you know.
Only when you're trying to do something.
Not just that. Let me tell you this. Jen, you're going to love this. I've been telling Jane for a long time, this perception is everything. That first look at you, people judge. People form their own opinion. And as much as it sucks, we all do it. And when you go to school or when you go out the house, always look presentable. You never know who you're going to come in contact with. You never know who you're going to meet, or you never know, like, how people are going to treat you based on how you look. And it shouldn't be that way, but it's what it is. We were walking through the neighborhood, and we went to the neighborhood over next to us. And it was the four of us, all the kids, me. And Jaden said, wow, like, this neighborhood looks really good. And she said, the houses aren't any different, but the lawns are, you know, they have upkeep. And she said, it's crazy because that first perception, that first look is everything. And I looked at her and I said, I said, say it again. She said, that first damn it. That's what she said. She was like, damn it. I was like, now you understand. The houses weren't any different. Houses all look nice. But the lawn itself, the front yard, made a difference on how you looked at the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Treat yourself like that lawn.
Cut your grass.
Basically, trim the weeds. Put lights up. Have your bushes look good. I mean, I'm saying lawn. Put Christmas lights on you.
Why? I'm like, Christmas lights.
The funny thing is, your ass would do it. Sparkle, glitter, sparkle.
Glitter. I actually just deleted a picture of myself in my phone the other day of lights wrapped around my bun in my hair.
I wish you wouldn't have.
Don't hate.
But yeah, it's like if you look at a house like that, and if when you go into a really nice neighborhood, you notice that they don't have gates, they have fences. You notice that the bushes in front of the house is trimmed nicely. It's green. They have,
you know,
nice
what I
mulch. The grass.
HOA fee.
And that's what it is.
They got more money.
It's not just spend the money and the time, because everybody.
I thought the point of the price was not to spend the time.
No, but everybody doesn't have somebody come and cut their lawn.
It's either you keep it up or they can keep it up for you. Type
absolutely.
Of thing.
Keep yourself up. That's all I'm saying.
So people don't judge you.
It's not just that. I think also when you put more time into yourself, taking a longer shower. We've talked about this on multiple episodes.
Yay.
I had to change my deodorant, y'all. It was bad.
Heck.
I mean, this left arm right here was rebelling. But I ain't never had an armpit rebel. But yeah, it's like spending more time on yourself makes you feel better. At 37 years old. At 27 years old.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. Seriously, I posted a post the other day and I was like, damn, in 2 years I'll be 40.
Oh yeah, you will.
That's crazy.
Yes. Why?
Because at 37, I feel like I'm starting to...
Well, people really just start paying attention to life when they turn 30. So I'm really not surprised. So just take it as you 7 and a half. I really believe that. Like,
no,
people are just doing life up until they figure out, oh, what's the purpose?
No, I was doing life. I think when I... Yeah, you're right.
She said, I was doing life. That's exactly what I mean.
I was doing life, okay?
Life was getting done.
Stop.
I honestly feel like it. So I don't know. I feel like that since a kid, though. I used to think 30 was so old, but I honestly...
Me too.
Have felt like for a very long time that my 30s is going to make a lot more sense to me than this decade did. Because 20s... You go through way too much in your 20s. Like, from 20 to 29, it's like... I'm not even the same. Even though I feel the same, it's like, I don't... Like, what the hell? You might as well be a teenager until you're 25. That's how I feel. Like a young adult phase, that's a real thing. Like, that's...
You're young.
Young. Like, pretending. Don't let nobody else fool you. You're young as hell.
Yeah.
You're young. Yeah. It's just the world has put this 18-year-old thing on people and make you feel like you're grown. You're young.
Yeah.
You are young as hell.
Yeah, 26 is when it starts to, like, really change.
Yeah, because then people start to have less, you know, sympathy for you. Like, you almost 30. And you're like, well, damn.
I just got a high school.
Like, that's how I feel.
But I also think, I know for me, this year, and I don't know if it was the lock-in, I don't know if it was everything that was going on, or it could be the podcast, because I really feel like this year, I started... being comfortable and accepting me. And I don't think I've necessarily changed.
This is what I want to know. How do you know you're comfortable with yourself?
Not giving a fuck.
About what, though?
Anything or anybody, what anybody has to say. I am who I am.
So on what terms do you know that you're implementing not caring and you're being comfortable every single day?
When somebody says something and you're like, cool. And then you keep going your path. Mm. I can honestly say, because I was thinking about this the other day, my whole life, I've moved the way other people wanted me to move.
I think that's where we're similar. But we both, and this is what I told you earlier. Like, this is exactly what I told you earlier. It's not so much that you've been... suppress. It's just you've looked around a lot and realized, like,
people are uncomfortable with who
me.
I am.
Y'all uncomfortable with me.
Yeah.
That's how I tell people about the fat thing. Y'all uncomfortable with my fat more than I am. That's the example, but that's not what I'm talking about. But when it comes to you, like, the worst decision, bad to say, is like I can say as a kid was listening to what people that I cared about, opinion, what they had to say to me. That was probably the worst.
And it's not even just listening.
I didn't
listening.
Change it. It was I beat myself up because I couldn't measure up to it. That's even worse.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So it's like, one, it's the most horrible decision I've probably ever made.
I think that's what it is. Beating yourself up and not being gracious to yourself based on other people's opinion of you.
Yeah, because you would rather people be quiet and not understand, or like understand and not be against you and stuff like that. But when I realized, like, I literally can't act any different because I don't know what else to do.
Yeah.
And people just won't, they'll just keep implementing on you what they need, what they feel. And that's when I feel like I started to shift and move and to recognize, like, okay, I'm never going to be like what you want me to be. Like, it's not even going to work. You might as well cut me off and I'll be okay. You know? I think that's what the difference is. But that's where we have similarities, because it's not like, I mean, I'm not wild. Like, my personality is not crazy. I think it's
me
more
neither.
So I think it's just more so the way I've turned out to be or the way I am that people don't recognize. They're like, why?
I think people perceive you to be wild because they don't know what you're doing.
Who don't know what I'm doing?
They don't see you. You're not
Oh, yeah.
So people are like, oh, she out there wilding. It's like, but when did you see?
When did you see this happening? I ask people all the time, like, with the phone thing, Lord have mercy. I ask people all the time, and I'm like, so what do you think I do in my free time? Like, what do
not
you think?
Not talk to y'all?
That's it.
That's the problem.
That's it. So when you ain't doing that, that's a problem for people.
Yeah.
When you don't follow along with what they want you to do.
When people don't understand, it creates fear and insecurities within themselves, and they project that onto you, and therefore...
And another thing, too, I've never been a bullshitter. That's one thing I noticed in school that's like, you know, the people, like, I was one of those people who used to come, teach, what's up, I ain't got it. Like, I didn't do it, it's not complete, what's the next step, how we gonna get up out of this?
I was a bullshitter.
And I know a lot of people who are like, bullshit, 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 and they look back like, damn, how did I do it?
I was a bullshitter for a short period of time, and when I look back, I remember... I was in a relationship, and the relationship was religious, and I changed my life. And
that sounds like a short period of time.
So short, okay? I'm laughing at Bible stories about Moses, okay? Being mad at God, okay? I'm trying to find them Bible stories. But I was religious, found God. Went to church on a Sabbath.
Oh, you didn't lie.
Didn't eat pork, didn't eat shrimp, didn't eat crab, I didn't work after sunset on Friday to sunset on Saturday. Like, it was a whole thing. Bullshitter, okay? But I felt that's what I needed to be. That's why I said my whole life, I feel like I tried to be what other people needed me to be at the time. And I remember talking to one of my cousins, and the whole conversation was, I found God, and, you know, yes, the Sabbath, sundown, sunrise, pray. And she said, okay. And she said something to me like, I can't remember, but she called me out on my BS, and I'll never forget that day because, one, it hurt my feelings, obviously, because I remember. She said, don't take it too far, Mother Teresa, or something like that. Like,
not Mother Teresa. I would have been cracking. Not Mother Teresa.
She called me on my bullshit. It hurt my feelings, but it also made me realize, like, what the fuck?
You ain't fooling no fuck about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, like, what the fuck are you doing? And I was, that time of my life was so ridiculous. That was just one point.
It's
one
necessary, time. Though. I feel
to
like it's,
to realize that you're a bullshitter.
To realize that you're a bullshitter, or to realize that, okay, this isn't for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, this isn't for me, and I'm not going to become comfortable in somebody else's routine just to satisfy somebody that, one, I probably don't talk to every day, or I'm not around all the time, because mm-hmm. it's never been for people that I've been around every single day. I'm with my mom, of course, but she's also like a... Be free, like, be a butterfly, like, all right, girl, I'm gonna transform for you. So, like, yeah, it's like, I had to think, not to, like, shit on your parents, but ask your parents to show them their degrees, and ask them to show y'all their degrees.
Degrees in what?
School.
Well, what's that have to do with anything?
Because half of them dropped out, and they'll implement... Going to school, 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 school. Did you actually get your degree? I want to see it. Mm-hmm. Y'all didn't pay the rest of y'all student loans. I want to see the degree.
Oh, you talking about college?
Anything. High school. Pick something. Just ask to see it. And I can guarantee you, a lot of people are going to change their minds.
Now, see, what I'm saying is, like...
Like, you need to
you,
go.
You need to be better than me, okay? What I want...
Exactly.
I want a better life for you.
Because it's a serious thing to sit back and look back like, I feel bamboozled. That's how I felt. Like, I felt bamboozled, like, now that I think about it, I ain't seen near one of y'all's degrees. I ain't seen no high school, nothing. I didn't see nothing.
You and I struggle with that because, you know, neither one of us graduated from college. And we always talk about going back, but it's like, why?
Education is important.
Education is important. That piece of paper isn't. The piece of paper is literally to show that you were dedicated for 4 years to doing something. That's how I feel. To build relationships, to show that you can complete something. It's like social skills. It's like all that. That's what school is, in my opinion. But somebody can be very educated and not have a piece of paper. For example, my husband. He is one of the most educated, one of the smartest people I know in this world. And I'm not saying that because we have kids and because of our life insurance policies and who's the beneficiary. I'm not saying any of that.
She said it.
What I'm saying is...
It's kind of love.
No, but seriously, like, I mean, we talk about this all the time. Like, he changes my mind about just life in general all the time. I come to him like, da-da-da-da. He's like, look, the numbers here.
But he's educated in what he wants to do. I feel like college is a great tool.
Yeah, it is, but it's not just in what he wants to do.
No. I'm not saying educate on what he wants to do. Like, he only read those books. I'm saying he focused in and got the opportunity to see. For somebody like me, I didn't see a lot of people doing anything before I went to school. You get what I'm saying? Like, I didn't see entrepreneurs and stuff around me and exposure. None of that. Exposure. I didn't see exposure. Yeah. It was like facts. A fly by the night, school looking lit. Sign up, Sally Mae, where you at? Like, it was kind of like that. I had the time of my life in school. I ain't even going to hold you. But I feel like it's a great stepping stool for, like, all the other skills that you said. If you know specifically what it is that you want to do, don't hold yourself back from going to learn.
If you want to be a doctor, like I always tell people,
a clear vision is a blessing.
Absolutely.
If you have a clear vision about something, that ain't nothing to play with.
Not
you know
at
what
all.
I'm saying? I'm still looking for some clarity. You know what I'm saying?
I can't lie. You and me both.
But it's a real thing. And that's like, if you have a clear vision and you see something that you're doing play out, daydreaming, whatever you're doing, and it keeps replaying in your head, you might need to follow that.
You know who gives me so much life? And I'm not just saying that because she can really cook and she's here now and I like her food.
Who, me?
No.
Who?
Cameo with Mo.
Cameo with Mo, yeah.
Yo, I don't know someone in our age group that works as hard as she does. That I know. Mo works.
Yeah, but she doesn't, it doesn't look like work.
That's the issue I have. How are you doing this?
Because she likes it.
Yeah, but Mo would have like...
And she got a schedule. She don't play by her schedule.
Yo, all right, well, what?
Yeah, this mingling time was fun, but 27 minutes.
Let me tell you.
I gotta be in the car.
I went to her house last night, and she literally... I wasn't ready to leave. She said, yeah, you got to go because I got to finish this work.
Yep, that's what I had to leave the other day.
She kicked you out too?
She was like, yeah, so what time you say you was leaving? Because I got to finish the work for 11. I'm like, well, this is fun.
She is literally, she goes to the gym. She makes time for her friends. She makes time for her family. She works at the gym. She goes there for fun. She was a paralegal. Now she's going to law school.
She's still a paralegal, really.
She's still a paralegal.
I told you, that's why my essay was about her to get into school.
Like,
she's been working like that since a kid.
Like,
clear vision.
That's what it is. It's like, yo, she knows what she wants to do, and she goes for it.
Every time.
And it's confidence. Like, she has the confidence to do it.
I mean, what will hold her back?
Not being confident. Being insecure can hold you back.
I guess that is a blessing, but she's never not being confident, though.
Right, but that's the blessing. Me, I'm afraid of everything.
Do you think... Well, I guess that is a blessing.
It is. I'm afraid of everything. You had to push us to start the podcast. We have been talking about it for almost a year. And you were like, yo, let's just do it. And I'm like,
oh no, don't get me wrong. My motivational skills is up spectacular.
But it's like
my doing skills neglected.
At least she's honest. But it's to start, it's like the fear, and I can't pinpoint the fear. It's like the fear of failure, not having the confidence. Oh, what are people going to think about me? What if I say the wrong thing? Like I said, this year, within these last few months, I finally got the confidence to just be like, fuck it. I'm actually say fuck it on air. But you know, I was holding my tongue for a long time.
Had me out here looking crazy.
Because she would just say anything, and I'm like, I would say this, but, and we would get off the air and we would have these long ass drawn out conversations about like, damn, like I wanted to say this. And you said, what did you tell me?
Fuck it.
Yeah, she did. She did say
I
that.
I say that every time.
But it was like, yo, like, all right, I want to say these things and this is where it comes from, but I never want you to be uncomfortable, and I never want my kids to be uncomfortable or anyone in my life. And you said, go have the conversation with you.
Yeah, that's the easiest way.
That's it. Have the conversation with him. And he was like, but I thought this is why you started the podcast, to say whatever the hell you wanted to say. And I said, oh, you're right, but I just, you know,
still need to be respectful. But you're not a mom on the podcast. You talk about your kids. You're not a mom or a wife. You're like V, though. You got to recognize it. Have fun with the little hour you get.
Facts.
Because, trust me, I can hear your kids in the background. I listen to a video of Thomas on my phone. I can hear him screeching.
Yo, Sanders, mommy, 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 right. Mommy. Facts is, though, they say daddy more than they say mommy now.
Really?
Yeah.
That's exciting. You should change your name in the midst of it.
To
just
what?
Stop respecting.
They call you do all the time because they play video games and he plays with them. So that's, you know, that's their big thing. They don't even, they look at me and say, daddy, morning. That's right, daddy. You want to play video games? Remember the game you bought us last week? I'm like, right. Mommy, I want grits, eggs, bacon.
Bacon.
Oh, okay.
Like, dang, okay.
But yeah, having the confidence to just say, do, walk.
You know what's crazy though about... Well, confidence to me is truth. Like, I can't not be confident in my truth. Like, I'm not about to change for y'all. Like, literally, I can't do it.
But the thing is, everybody doesn't live in their truth. I didn't for a long time. I didn't.
So who, like, you was lying to?
Myself.
She said me.
Literally, like...
Dang.
Like, that, it's really all... It's when you recognize it, and when you come into it, it's like, oh, shit. And then it makes you even more uncomfortable. Like, okay, I'm gonna speak my truth.
Let's see. Don't get in trouble, sure.
See, this is the type of bullshit I'm talking about. See, this right here is what I'm talking about. But when we first started the studio together, you know, and I have always been a very vocal and aggressive person.
Yeah.
That's just my personality. If I like a dude or other things, I would.
Aggressive.
Huh?
I say you're aggressive.
I am. I would just say it like, we'll sleep together tonight.
Oh.
Literally, that's. Oh, see? See? Ain't. The devil is a lie, okay? But. That's literally how I would approach, oh, is that right? Certain things, right? I was aggressive. When we started the studio, it was the same thing. I would call the engineers. Oh, like, we would drink together, have fun together, and be like, you a bitch.
And you say I'm crazy for saying that you're crazy?
Or I would be like, yo, that's some fuckboy shit right there. Like, you on some other shit. Like, that's how I would talk.
I would have been cracking.
Yo, and to be, okay, so I'm the fiance of...
Unless you're so small. Like, wait, let's just call me fuckboy.
And these were some big dudes, okay? Like, I mean, you seen the dudes at the studio.
Yes. Why would y'all let her
talk? Yo, like, and it was, you know, and I was a lot skinnier then. Like, oh, Oh, you a bitch. Like, at the base of my voice.
Cracking up.
Like, can't you see Thomas saying that? I'd be like, yo, you on some fuckboy shit. Well, like, what the fuck are you doing? And, okay. And that's, not funny. That's how I would have conversations. And, that's so funny. You know, you'd be like, yo, you cannot call.
I'm sorry, y'all. This is hilarious.
I'm just saying, like, that's how I would speak. I was like, you know, you can't call grown ass men bitches and fuck boys, right?
Yeah.
And you are funny. I was like, oh, okay. And then when I would send emails,
don't tell me you was cussing in the emails too.
No, it was the exact opposite. My emails were, because I, you know, the studio was a very laxed mm-hmm. place. It was home, right? When I sent emails, because I came from corporate America, my emails were very corporate.
Oh, you had the per my last email smart mouth at it.
Exactly. If somebody asked me a question that was in the last email, it was that, per my last email, please see below.
Yeah.
It's highlighted. I said this. Or, you know, it was just, if you have any questions or concerns,
yeah,
please contact me here, right? And you do say, you can't speak like this to the guys. And I wasn't allowed to hang out with them
mm-hmm.
because I'm the owner's fiance and then became wife. So you have to kind of like separate yourself the two. Because, you know, it's, you can't tell them what to do and then go drink and smoke with them and stuff like that. And then when you send emails, don't be so corporate, be more lax. So I had to become business oriented. In the studio.
Like in the flesh.
In the flesh. But in my emails to the clients, I needed to be more lax.
Like, cool, it's cool, we cool.
Right, because I needed to them to want to come to a lax place, but I needed to operate the ship.
Like, with, this is no party.
With a process, right? We got to get shit done because we have clients that are paying. For someone who has always done what other people wanted me to do and kind of be who they wanted me to be, it was like, oh, okay, let yeah. me shut off all the these parts of me and just become this, right? And that's who I became.
Is that the robot?
That's it. That's who I became. So then when we started this podcast, and it's like, be V.
Yeah, like, be fun.
Be fun. Be open. Be honest. It's like, I don't know who V is anymore.
Like, I ain't allowed to be that no more.
Shit. I haven't been V for 10 fucking years. I've been what you wanted me to be. And then 8 years before that, I was in a relationship and I was whoever they needed me to be. And then before that, I was who my parents wanted me to be. I was never V. And now,
so do you feel like your personality is made up of what people want you to be? Like, you've kind of made a person out of the previous relationship, this absolutely. Relationship now? Oh.
I've become with what everybody else wanted and needed me to be. So when I say,
so you need to do some soul searching.
Exactly. And so when I say this year, I've started to find who I am. Yeah. I've been honest in a corner by myself, but I've never been honest
like,
out
I talk
loud.
To myself all the time.
We know.
I'm saying about you, not me.
Nah. All the time. Like, full blown.
I understand myself. Y'all ain't about to judge me.
Nah. This is different. This is judge worthy, okay? It's like, she be like, nah, I was walking to the store. Huh, what you say? And you think that this... That's her asking herself what she said.
Because you got to check in.
But yeah, it was like, my earliest memories was living in New York. Not my earliest, but of being conforming and being what they wanted me to be was me being at Jackson Memorial, which was some of the best times of my life in a church, AME Zion Methodist Church. And it was full of elite African Americans. I was so proud to be a part of that church and my mm-hmm. family to be a part of that church. And college educated and deltas and Q's and, you know, it felt good to be there. And we were on a retreat. They took a retreat upstate New York every year. And all the kids had to, they had like a little cotillion. And when you're becoming an adult at 16, you have your whole like cotillion yeah. type thing.
I remember that.
It's very a Black American thing, cotillions are. And we would have to walk up and say, oh, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I remember wanting to say, I wanted to be a cosmetologist like my aunt. I wanted to do hair and makeup. But it wasn't accepted.
Yeah.
My aunt, Sagittarius, very off the beating path. Very,
it's so crazy.
Very different. But I was told, you're going to be a lawyer because you have the gift of gab. And so I went up there and was like, I want to be a lawyer. And everybody, oh. And I was like, and I actually have a picture of me looking at the camera. This is some bullshit. I don't want to be this shit. And I remember going downstairs. She had a salon downstairs. And I just remember being in awe by what she did. She had women come in. They would sit around. They would talk shit. Women from the church that you would hear cussing. And you remember Steve Harvey talking about that. Like, that was mm-hmm. real. And I just, it was, her colors were the color I have in my hair and light pink. And I just, I loved it. I loved everything about it. And when I started college at Montgomery College, I guess that's a college. I remember telling my parents, I don't like it. I want to go to cosmetology school. And they were like, no, absolutely not. So I signed up for Marines. I was like, fuck it, fuck y'all, fuck everything.
I'm going to go kill myself.
Pretty much.
That's pretty much what it sounded like to me.
I signed up for the Marines, swore in, took the test, everything was training. 17 years old. I still have my dog tags and my certificate.
Yeah, listening to your parents has been the worst idea ever. Honestly, because they think they know what's best, but you know what's best up until I start high school. And all you know after that is what I need to eat when I get home.
Giving advice is what I realized with Jaden. It's like, I'm not going to tell you what to do. This is your life. You're going to have to make those decisions. But I'm going to tell you my experiences and hope that you...
Yeah, because it's like, you literally don't know what your kid is acting like at school. You don't know how they're talking after school. Like, I've had a potty mouth since I was like 4.
So has Jaden.
You know what I'm saying?
She grew up in a studio.
Yeah, she's lit.
Yo, Jake.
But it's like, it's never affected me. I remember getting cussed out. I remember getting in trouble for like my words all the time. But it's like, I'm the one with the potty mouth. They're the ones with the bad actions. Who's in trouble here? You know? Like, I never understood it. But that's always, you know, that was a story of my school in life. I always got in trouble for the challenge. I used to challenge adults a lot with my words.
I never challenged adults. Adults always intimidated me. I've always been intimidated by adults.
I didn't realize it was a challenge until I got in trouble for it. It was always just a question.
Your cousin's why? Like that.
It was the why. That used to send them through the roof. You're like, well, what did I say?
And I
was like, I never understood it. I never understood it till now. Like, when you try to put a child in their place and you turn around and ask them why, like, I see why adults get mad, but that was always the one that always triggered people. That why.
And
like,
I don't understand why.
What?
I don't understand why adults get mad. When my kids ask me why, I explain to them because I feel like it's authentic.
Yeah.
They want to know, why do I have to do this? And it's a real question. Because I said so is not an answer.
Yeah.
That, like, that's the most fucked up answer you can ever give a child. If a child asks you, if you say, go sit in that chair and be quiet, and they ask you why, answer them.
Yeah.
Because mommy and daddy are talking right now, because we're working right now, and you're being distracted. You're distracting me.
Yeah.
You need to go sit your ass down. That's a legit answer, but don't get mad at the kids because
I said so. It's like, well, are you going to say this again in 20 minutes? Like, what? You got to be specific.
And also not allowing children to be children. You know, it's like, it's all that stuff like, it blocks confidence, in my opinion.
What's allowing a kid to be kid? Because this can be a conversation for another day, but I told you this before. I have friends who I admire how they're raising their children because, I wouldn't say their kids aren't childish, but it's like their kids, they're raising them to be self-sufficient. Like, they're 3 and 4 and they're picking out their clothes and they're, and it doesn't seem like a drag. They're making, helping their parents clean up. They're picking up after themselves. They're, you know, throwing their own stuff away. It's just, hey, I'm about to watch the show, putting the show on. It's like maybe the way they operate. But then I also told you I admire you because I can literally see when people say let their children be kids, your children are kids. You know what I'm saying?
Like, so there's a difference between allowing your children to be children, let kids to be kids, and also teaching them how to be responsible. Cooper is 4 years old. Every morning, Cooper gets up and he dresses himself, matching and everything. Nobody goes in there with him. He takes off his clothes. He puts them in the hamper. He picks out his outfits. He puts them on.
I'm talking about in a sense of like, I'm sorry to cut you off, but I'm talking about in a sense of like their everyday movements. You don't have to teach Cooper to go to bed. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, he'll lay, hey, can I get my iPad? I'm about to go sleep.
But even with cleaning their room. I don't clean their room. I go in, I sit in the middle of the floor, and I tell them what to do. But when I say let kids be kids, don't expect a child to sit in one space
for that, but that's what I mean. So, like, the whole, not like living in an apartment, she has this thing where she's always, like, somebody lives under her. She requested to live on the bottom floor, so she didn't have to deal with it. But it's like, let a kid be a kid. She's literally going off on him every couple of minutes because of the noise that he makes.
So I'll tell you this.
So that's what I mean by letting your kids be kids.
When Jaden was a baby, her father and I lived on the top floor in a condo. Somebody lived underneath us. And when Jaden started to crawl and walk, it makes a lot of noise. They bump, their knees doing this, all that stuff. What I did is I went to the neighbor and I said, look, I have a toddler. She's going to make noise. And this guy was home all day. He was an asshole and he complained all the time. I don't give two fucks. My child is a child and she's going to be a child. So I went to him. I said, look, this is the deal. We're home all day. She takes a nap at this time and she will go to bed at this time. Other than that, don't complain about my child making noise.
Yeah.
Don't complain about, you know, it's letting children be children, like, letting them make noise. Don't take your child to a place to where they have to just sit and be quiet for hours.
And you're mad at how they're acting.
And you're mad because they have so much energy and you're giving them candy to shut them up. It's like those type of things, that's what I'm talking about. It's like, I'll never take my child to a restaurant that is where you have to make a reservation and they just have to sit there and be quiet.
Yeah.
I'll never do that. I'm never going to do that. I'm going to take my child to a place where they can run up and down the aisles and be who they are. I'm going to allow my children to be that.
Yeah.
Or they just don't have to go. I'm never going to take them to a place where they can't be themselves. But I also understand that they have to be respectful.
They can learn environments, but to act like this is our life and you can't act a certain kind of way.
Especially in my household.
Yeah.
You see us. My house is loud as shit.
Who are you talking to?
And so.
End scene. I'm a savage.
Classy, bougie, ratchet.
Hold on, guys.
We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back. Hey, y'all, it's B.
And AD.
And we got a little secret.
So if you've happened to scroll through our Instagram and check out our social media graphics or head over to our YouTube and check our thumbnail graphics, then you know we've leveled up our life 100%.
Hell yeah. We partnered with our friends over at Design Pickle. And they gave us a little code to give to you guys. 50% off of your first month of graphic design essentials and custom illustration. All you have to do is plug in that code APAN50 and that'll get you 50% off your first month. That's APAN50. And get like us.
Get like me.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back. So today on a podcast.
A podcast by none. Thank you guys for holding.
Yeah.
I love how these breaks take so long in between, but they seem like 2 seconds. So this is so fun.
No one knows they take a long time, dog. Like, you're giving away all of our secrets.
No secrets here. All honesty, truth and honesty. Clarity, peace, and serenity.
I have secrets. First of all, my waist bead is way above my waist, and I'm trying to get
this. This is why she has to be comfortable in her surgery.
What? Wait, who has surgery?
I just playing.
No, she not.
No, sit.
See, it's on that BS again.
Stop playing with me, okay? Okay, camera, stop playing with me. No, seriously, we just came back up to say we love you guys. We didn't even realize how long we were talking in the first place.
I know, it was seems like a long time, but...
conversations get real.
And, quote of the day. You can see it back there.
Oh my God, really?
If we're all skinny, LA Fitness will be boring.
Seriously, think about it next time. Before you use your visitor's pass. Because that's the only thing I use. If we're all skinny, LA Fitness would be boring. Planet Fitness, your little $10 would be going to waste. There would be no point for a gym. Stay facts. Fat, people.
That's not. That is not.
I didn't say unhealthy. I said pudgy. Fluffy.
Stay confident.
That's true.
And comfortable with who you are. Allow somebody your children.
Somebody is cold. Somebody needs warmth. What'd you say?
Facts. Allow your kids to be kids.
Oh, yeah. Allow have kids first so you can be kids or whatever.
True. But allow them to be who they are. Allow your spouses to be who they are. Allow your family members
trust
to
me,
be who they are.
Trust me, the more you try to control people, you'll be stressed out. I'll tell you that much. Control yourself.
Ooh.
Control yourself.
Let me write that. That is a good one.
Somebody write it down.
Please control. Please remember this.
Control yourself.
Because I'm gonna send this over to Design Pickle for them to do the little thing, you know, that they do. Because your quotes are on point.
I think so too. You make me feel like Webster.
She be saying some real shit. Every time I write it down to make her feel crazy, and then afterwards I'll be like, damn, she said genius. But don't tell her I said that.
See what I'm saying?
Can she hear me?
Sabotage me.
Yeah.
Cocky, not confident. Confidence always looks better.
It does. It does. Confidence is sexy.
And confidence doesn't have anything to do with anybody else.
Oh my gosh. I forgot the other one because this one was better.
What?
Confidence doesn't have anything to do with anybody else.
Yeah. Don't let people make you feel like, oh, I got to dumb it down. No. You can be confident. You don't have to shit on anybody in the process. You don't have to talk bad about anybody. You ain't got to let nobody make you feel bad. You can just feel good with who you are.
That's true. Yeah. For all women out there.
All women and men. It's not just, men, yeah, it's not a woman
everybody.
Thing.
It's like just.
Confidence don't have nothing to do. Cockiness, that's when you get your ass slapped. But. Confidence, that don't have nothing to do with nobody. I'm just saying. Confidence has nothing to do with anyone else but yourself.
She about to slap somebody.
Live by that. No, it's just cocky people. You know when somebody gets cocky, it's a thin line between confidence and cockiness. Yeah. And that, my friends, is episode 52.
But yeah, oh, damn. This is episode 51.
Oh my God, this podcast is older than me.
Me too. Stop.
I'm just kidding.
Stop. Look, I'm starting to get comfortable, okay? But not that goddamn comfortable, okay?
With myself.
Why does it keep doing that to you? Oh, okay, record again.
Listen here, GoPro.
Hey, GoPro.
All right, we're going to record one more time. But no, we are finishing out. We would like to thank you guys for tuning in.
Follow, subscribe, hit the notification so you can
there's
know.
There's a bell, there's a thumb, there's a plus sign for something.
Ain't no damn plus sign.
Yes, it is.
What?
I think the plus sign is to subscribe. There's a bell to get notifications. Blue, blue, blue.
No, there's a subscribe button.
Yeah, that's the plus sign.
It's a plus sign?
Yep.
Oh.
Ah, hit the plus sign. The bell is to get notifications for when our videos come out.
And stay tuned because we have some amazing partnerships and other things coming out.
2020, we taking over. Don't let this year discourage you.
Oh, that's real. Stay confident in 2020.
Stay confident. Keep the fat. Nothing's wrong with it. Get the surgery. You got money.
Or join the good thick. Because let me tell you.
Hey, that's it.
Sherelle Duncan is whooping our asses.
See, I ain't got time for workouts, but yo, I'm proud of y'all.
Thank you. I just joined the 5 a.m. class, and I'm scared. But it feels great. It feels great. It really does.
Health is wealth. And that's why you won't see
damn,
it.
Damn, I forgot the other quote because this one was good.
I'm sick of this one page of notes.
Where's my pen?
I'm so sick. Oh, that's not on here. Oh, that's not on this one.
You're telling me I got to listen to this whole hour and a half of an episode to get these quotes. Health is wealth. Confidence is fundamental.
Right. Unpack your adjectives.
I got so many things to say. All right. We're going to end with this. Shout out to Manny.
Hey.
Manny just had us. Well, Manny is nephew for life. We keep trying to get rid of him, but he won't go anywhere. And I think I've said this on an episode before. Manny. He really is. He's like a stubborn ass nephew that we can't. Like,
God love Manny.
We do. But Manny just had a song come out called A Million with
it's
Wale.
It's the bomb, y'all.
A million thoughts, a million words, a million.
It's a vibe, for real.
It really is. And it goes with this episode because it's like, love yourself. Love yourself first. I'm not worried about you. Love yourself. It's with Wale on it. But all of his music is absolutely amazing, and the one line that I love the most about it is like, it talks about like, God loves me, so I ain't worried about you. Don't quote me. I don't know
how she making up shit.
No, that's what he says. It's like, oh God
that's
loves
what he's saying.
That's what he be saying. God loves me, and you know, it really hits. I've probably got him all 100,000 listens because I've listened to it back to back.
Probably.
but shout out to Manny. Happy to be Black is also his brand. Happy to be Black. Go to manywills.com or ifelife.com.
I'm
not sure.
Slow to the t-shirts, but it's cool.
I don't wear any.
I'm happy you happy to be Black.
Okay. She doesn't sound happy. She sounds happy at all. But it's I don't really wear name brand things. You know that.
They got names on it, just not names that y'all know yet.
Fat. Oh, I like. Damn it.
I'm wearing. Shut up. Put the paper down.
I gotta put the paper down. Oh, God.
She's like, wait a minute. Put this down.
But everything I wear is mainly from artists or creatives that we're connected to or that I love. So Ife Life, Soul Fro, Lou James Schaefer.
Great tees.
Yeah.
Great tees. Thanks.
She has a bunch. She keeps stealing mine. She keeps stealing mine. Diet shoes, which Scooty left Diet, so we're really excited for his next.
I like those. Those are cute.
They look like Vans, right?
Like almost like skater shoes, but the I guess the color, the style, I actually really like them. Like, I can see myself wearing them.
You want them?
Whose toes are fitting in that? Like, what? Give
that's
them to your kids.
Oh, that's messed up. I'm going to post a picture of them. But, yeah. So, I wear everything that is artist connected. Things that... Oh, these nuts.
Wait, what? Is that a thing?
It is. It's the little guy that I wear that's colorful and it says these nuts on it. G-Man brand, Tiff. Her son created it.
Wow.
And it says these
nuts. And you wear it with pride.
I do. Jaden has a sweatshirt, Uncut Dope. I
know them.
I really love
Guided. I like that hoodie.
Guided. Yeah.
I just like that hoodie. Yo, people got talent.
You keep saying it like, because you know I'm going to say, do you want it?
Yeah, I do.
And you want me to say
yes.
It? Yes. And you're...
Yes, I want it.
But I didn't ask
yes,
you.
Yes, I do.
You see?
I want it. It's all right. It's okay.
You have Udus.
What?
He's got his sweatshirt.
Why? That's his.
But, you have Jaden's.
Why?
Cause
what color is her? What color is hers?
Hers is that she has the orange one, the burnt orange.
And what color do you have?
The cream.
Yep, that's the one I wanted.
All right, so you can have mine, and I'll have Udus.
And you'll have Jaden's. You can have options.
No, Udus can have Jaden's.
Okay, whatever. Which one ends up in my household, I'll be appreciative.
The jacket, the fatigue jacket that was hand painted.
Oh, that's dope.
That was Uncut Dope. They did
for
that. Mm-hmm. They painted that for me.
Okay.
Yeah. I love supporting artists of color, but just artists in general. Artists that are
are very supportive. Promise, when we become like billionaires, like Tyler Perry,
coming.
She'll be the person like sent emails to. So she can wear your stuff on the show.
I will.
And be supportive.
Every time.
Because I'm going to the mall.
Look, see? I'm just see? Is that bullshit?
I'm just playing.
No, she not.
But no, seriously.
I'm just playing, but no, seriously.
Seriously, because you got a down pat. You do good at connecting with the people.
As you do, when artists used to send us music, I used to listen to every piece of music. Every piece
I can
of music.
Honestly say I'll give it to myself. Kudos to me. I actually buy, like, if I'm in a mood, I'll buy somebody's CD.
Oh, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Like I'll buy it.
That's good.
I'll pay the little $5 to buy it. Now I might
five.
I've actually given somebody $5 and told them not to hand it to me because I ain't gonna listen to it.
Oh,
but that's support.
That is.
Hey, take the $5, you worth the money, but not worth my time.
Back in the day when people used to like hand out CDs, I mean, I hope they still do. Please don't stop doing that. Like,
nah, somebody handed me a USB and I erased all that shit to use it for school one time. And I was like, you advanced. You need to get into something else.
You ain't listen to the music?
I needed it for school.
You could at least listen. You know how much that costs?
Flash drive? No. That's how I thought it was foolish. And I paid $5 for a flash drive.
That's a cost a lot of money. Every time an artist used to hand us a CD, I would pop it straight in the car and listen to it. Every time.
That's good. People.
Even now, when
executives need people like you around.
And when people hit us up on the podcast, I hit them up
like
every
time. Like I
said,
people need you around. Because it's up to me. I'll be in here talking to myself. Hey, y'all.
Support, hey. It builds confidence.
In what?
In the people. You gotta support.
Yeah.
Building confidence, the support. It builds.
No, I believe in the people. That's not what I said.
What'd you say?
I believe in y'all.
What did you say, though? That's not what you said.
That y'all shouldn't have confidence and I don't support y'all. I believe in y'all.
I believe in you.
I believe in you.
But do you believe in yourself?
Keep up alive.
We should probably just go ahead and cut this off now.
You think so? Are the people sick of me?
No. I really want to play Manny's song. Like, I want to dance.
Play it for an outro. Where's the computer?
I can play it on my phone.
She said you're going to hear it in this microphone.
Exactly.
No, seriously, though. Great things coming. You guys should stay tuned. I hope you like our new setup. There's whiteboards, yellow boards.
There's boards.
Dialogue. There's microphones. Even though you saw the last microphone, but it's on a different stand. We look chill.
Yeah, and I'm really excited for...
If you have any suggestions, let us know.
Facts. I'm really excited for the next the next, what's the name?
Chapter, step, year.
There you anything. Go, chapter. The next chapter. I'm really excited for us.
Yeah, me too.
Y'all just wait. We're really excited.
I'm ready to get to the footnotes of this book. Sorry, I'm sorry.
What? Oh.
I need the cliff notes and the synopsis. And the ooh, ooh.
I don't know if I'm allowed to play this or if I'm going to be banned.
That's how you know she's illegal.
Hey, but Manny, you better clear this.
What makes something not cleared on a song? Like on putting playing it on something?
I don't know. You know, okay, sorry. I'm really going to cut it off. His harmonies.
Manny's voice is amazing. I don't, the fact that she even told me he was rapping in general, like in the beginning, it's like, really?
Cause see, Manny, I told you.
How did you not hear this behind that? I want to hear Manny, please rap a song for me.
Listen to this. Okay. Ooh la la, yeah. I'm happy to be black.
And he honestly sounds like he doesn't have to do it over and over again.
Woo!
Hey, this is a vibe. But definitely, this speaker is not doing it any justice. You will have to listen to it in the car. I think that's the best way to listen to music.
Facts.
In the car, just play it in the car and go for a ride.
That's what I did yesterday. And that's
hopefully
how,
you got gas money.
That's how I ended up downtown.
Still in food, but that's the conversation for another day.
Anyway, thank you guys so much for participating, for watching us, for loving us. 51 episodes. I can't get over it. I'm going to say this every time we do it. AD, thanks for pushing us to actually do it.
I was like, what you about to say?
See? She was ready to pop off.
Cass, what you finna say? Thanks.
I thank you so much for like really, really, really pushing us to like really do it, because I don't think I would have ever started.
Really?
I had.
No, I honestly. That's how I rain. Honestly, starting has been the hardest part for me to do anything, but I recognize once you get the momentum going, whether it's you or somebody else, it's easier for certain people in certain phases of the process. Motivation is easy for me. Doing is hard. And I feel like doing isn't hard for you. Motivation is hard.
Yeah.
Motivating yourself to do something. When you actually get into the process of doing it, you can figure it out. You keep moving. I can talk you into doing it, though.
It all comes full circle, though. Having the confidence to just step out there and jump out there and just be who you are. Get on these microphones and just say
and
what you think.
Wow. You can tell they hear everything.
Deep, real life.
And not to be judgmental of yourself. You know, that's, I honestly feel like that's why I don't watch the episodes back. Because if I start to criticize myself,
it's what I do every time. But you know, like, I have to watch the episodes and pick out the stuff. Is why I'm so big on notes, because I don't want to hear my voice. I don't want to hear how aggressive I am. You know?
Really? Go to bed, Nyla.
Thank you guys so much. We're about to go on Facebook Live or Instagram Live.
How
she know.
Making shit up? How she booking me for events? I had no thoughts of. I had them too.
Thank you guys so much.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to subscribe, like, comment, and tell us what you think. Give us some topics. Right. I really want to show you guys this logo.
Look.
Cass. I don't know if you can see it, but hopefully you can.
Hey, shout out to Corey, who did our whole, like, brand.
Shout out to Corey.
What, our style guide.
Style guide. I like that. He's more than a graphic designer. He's a style guide.
Really?
Ooh.
Ooh, he's a
Corey,
style.
Shout out to you.
I just.
Building a team is real. Being confident in your team.
It really is. Shout out to KC. Shout out to Will. Shout out to Ian. Shout out to you two. Like, we have so many moving parts. If when it was just up to us.
I ain't even gonna lie, I'm ready to say some women's names behind that, though.
Go ahead.
Shout out to AD.
This nigga here.
No, I'm saying, like, I'm just ready to say some women's names who are backing us. So, y'all, step y'all shit up. Get on our team.
Oh, shout out to all the moms who we... Who we'd reach out to every
we
time.
We thank y'all already, though.
We do, but it's like, shout out to...
Hopefully, y'all feel appreciated.
I hope so. Charnay from Better Roses, Nabby, who...
I don't know what type of crack candles those are.
She
no, seriously. I don't know what it is.
She seriously goes in and every time. I need a piece of this. Every time.
Seriously.
Nabby soaps, like just all the women, Victoria, Lauren, just everybody. If we didn't say your name, thank you. Cameo with Mo.
Text me, because it's not my fault.
Thank you, guys. Really, really love you. Thank guys. Y'all. This was real.